Father, we thank you, Lord, that this is truly your day that you have made. And, Father, we choose to rejoice. And, Father, we declare and affirm that this day, Lord, that situations are going to come together for our good. We declare and decree, Father, that our footsteps have already been ordered by the Lord. And, Father, we declare and decree that every prayer, every utterance, every thanks, everything that be done on this call at this season, at this moment, that, Lord, you will hear it and you will answer it in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Prophet Naomi, get the line so we can start speaking in the spirit to open up this.
Oh, Father, we thank you tonight, oh, God. We give you the glory tonight, oh, God. We honor your presence, oh, God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, on this line. We thank you right now, Father, for what you're doing, God. We thank you right now for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah. We thank you right now, God, as these prayers that we pray tonight is like a sledgehammer in the spirit where we are hitting the situations and the circumstances. And we are breaking forth, Father, that the blessings may flow through, that the miracles may flow through. We are breaking up that fallow ground tonight, Father, and I thank you right now, God. Father, we gift up our voice tonight. We thank you right now, God, that your word says, Father, that you are our shepherd that we shall not want. Your word says, Father, God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you'll lift up a standard against them. We clear the atmosphere tonight, God, for you to move. We clear the atmosphere right now for you to work. We apprehend every foul demon, every foul imp, every foul enemy, everything that is against the purpose and the plan of God. We arrest you tonight, and we make way for the blessings of God, for the angels of God to war on our behalf. We make way tonight, God, for financial blessings to break through, as your word says, regarding prosperity, Father. I thank you right now for stirring up every person on this line. Stir us up, oh God. Stir up the anointing in every life that's represented on this line. Stir it up from the bottom, oh God, that which has settled, oh God, may come to the top, God, and may give off a sweet aroma and a fragrance unto you tonight, oh God. Father, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke, God. Your word says, lay aside, put aside every yoke that so easily beset us, oh God. Father, we choose you, God. We choose you, oh God. We choose to stand on the front line as mighty men and women on the wall tonight, oh God. We choose to stand for our families, God. We choose, oh God, to call on your word, God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light, oh God, unto our path. Somebody wrestling with depression, God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is their strength, Father. I thank you right now for being Alpha and Omega. I thank you right now for being God of a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance. A loving God, oh Father. God, we thank you tonight. Father, we beseech thee, God, take not your Holy Spirit from us, oh God, but let us abound, Father, in your presence, God. Don't leave us, oh God. What will we do without you? You're so great, oh God. You're so amazing, oh God. You're so awesome, oh God. There isn't a situation or a problem that's too big, oh God. Your glory overshadows it all, and we say thank you tonight. We say thank you for right people in our lives, right contractual agreements, right business arrangements, right money, integrity, character. We thank you right now that we exemplify your word in action, oh God, tonight. We give you the glory. I thank you for this week, God. I thank you for this Tuesday morning. I thank you for the miracle today. I thank you for the call today. I thank you for the breakthrough today. I thank you for the miracle today, right now. So we start off saying thank you in advance. Thank you, God, for our children calling home. Thank you for our daughters coming home. Thank you for salvation, oh God, to every household represented on this line. You are truly an awesome God. Only you can love us like that, God. Your love is amazing, and I want to say thank you for your love, your unconditional love for every person on this line, every person connected with a person on this line, every healing that's going forward, every deliverance that's going forward. We give you the glory in advance, and we say thank you, Father, for being who you are in our experience. For your God, and besides you, there is absolutely no other. We rest on you. We depend on you. We lean on you, oh God, not in our own strength and power, but in you, oh God, because you are perfecting those things, ayaboshata, that concerneth us, oh God. Your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. That's why your words say, judge not, lest we be judged. But you are merciful, your God. You're gracious, and we love you, God. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. We give you the glory, Father. Amen, amen, and amen.
And I thank you, God. I thank you. Hallelujah, 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 Father God. I thank you for your love, God. When I think of how much that you love each and every one of us that are on this line, Father God, you awaken things in us, Father God, that we could never have dreamt of, Father God. Some of us have never thought that we'd even be this far in you, Father God. We didn't know what the next day would bring, Father God. But we thank you, God, that there is a lifeline, Father God. There is a calling and there is a beckoning in our hearts to reach out to you, Father God. And we thank you for the line that can connect us to you. We thank you for even this phone conference line that many could come together in oneness to pray, to ask, to call on you, to cry out to you, Father God, for the things that lay heavy on our heart, Father God, whether it even be seniors in a hospital, Father God. Even as I went to visit the hospital today and seeing such seniors in such situations, Father God, whether there's somebody's grandmothers or great-grandmothers and neighbors, Father God, we're asking you just to touch them, Father God. Touch them and strengthen those bones, Father God. Strengthen their bodies, Father God. strengthen their minds, that even if they can't even move their body, they can think of the goodness still of you, Father God. We thank you, God, for the peace that comes over them even in a restful, peaceful night, Father God. I'm asking you even for peace extended on the phone line for family members who have even restless nights, Father God. Mothers and fathers worrying about their children, Father God. Maybe on the streets, Father God. Maybe pressure in school, Father God. I'm asking you just to cover them and give them peace, Father God, and help them to know that they can be assured and putting their trust in you that their child will be covered in this season, Father God. Thank you for the ministers and the preachers and the prophets that pray for us, Father God, when we might not know what to say, Father God, and we might not have a word, and sometimes we can't say nothing, but there's that tear, Father God, that says it all, Father God. But we're trusting in you in our lives, for our lives, Father God. I'm asking you, God, to reassure the hearts of us, all the people, Father God, in this hour, even concerning our government, Father God. People are scrambling, and people are worried, and people are stressing out. But, Father God, if they can only depend on you and know that if they love you, you love them, that you have us covered, and no matter what, we're still going to serve, praise, and worship you, God, no matter who's in the White House. But we ask you just to even go into the minds of the government and the people in the White House, God. Just touch them and see and awaken your presence in them even, Father God. Help us to have more unity, the different races, Father God, when we walk the streets and we travel the countries and get on the planes, Father God, that people will smile and they will feel love, Father God. As we give love, they will feel love. As we give what we give, they will give it back to us, Father God. Let that be a circular situation, Father God. Thank you for your teachings, Father God, that we're able to receive. So these teachings, which is you, Father God, give us life, give us strength, Father God, that we can bring it back, regurgitating it back, Father God, so we understand that we are powerful, we are mighty, and we are strong in you, Father God. And yes, Father God, anyone that's depressed or going through a depression in this season, feeling not loved and not wanted, Father God, embrace them in this season. For to have you is to have everything, and you are love, and they are love, because we are entangled, embodied in you, Father God. For in you we live, breathe, and have our being. So we are the DNA of you, Father God. We are powerful because you've given us that power, Father God. We bless your name in this hour, God. You're an awesome God, and I give your name the praise always, and I thank you for salvation. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to come boldly to your throne of grace, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone who's on the line this evening. Lord God, I bless their homes right now. I bless their families right now, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for the children. Lord God, I just speak into their lives. I ask that you would be their front guard and their rear guard, that you would speak to them in the midnight hour, that you would minister to them, that you would call them to arise, oh God, and to begin to pray even into the next generation. We thank you that our seed and our seed seed are blessed for 1,000 generations, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that this is the day that we will begin to see the visions, the things that you've prayed through us through many years begin to come to pass. I thank you for the visionary of this house. I thank you for the Archbishop and the First Lady, oh God. I thank you for their lives, how they laid down their lives and have labored so that we could come into this hour. I thank you that their vision is beginning to manifest in the earth. I thank you, Father, for the great and mighty truths that come forth through the man of God and the woman of God. I thank you for anointing them afresh. I thank you for a new anointing even upon our lives to begin to come forth, a fresh breeze beginning to come forth in this hour. Father, restore to us our purpose, even those who feel like they've been left out, those who are lonely or feel rejected. Father, I ask that you would just comfort them now. Father, we call for the comforter in this hour. Holy Spirit, please come and comfort us. Arise, O God. Arise on the behalf of those who feel downtrodden, O God. Arise and let their enemies be scattered. Father, in this hour, I ask that you would begin to anoint our hands afresh, that everything that we put our hands to do will begin to prosper, O God, that prosper in ways that we have never known. Give us witty inventions. Give us divine excuse me, give us divine relationships, new networking ideas. Let new doors begin to open for us in this hour, Father. Doors that were originally closed to us. Father, let every no become a yes. Let us begin to rejoice in you in a way like we've never rejoiced before. Give us peace, Father, the peace that passes all understanding. Let it guard our hearts and our minds. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us anew in our members. Let the healing balm of Gilead begin to flow from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the body of Christ assembling itself in right divine order, that every need is met, that every need is met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank thee that there is nothing, there is no lack in us, that we are above only and not beneath. I thank you, Lord God, that every place that our feet shall trod, we will begin to take the land. A new land shall be opened unto us in this season, a new grace, a new fervency in prayer. I thank you for this opportunity to come before you at the midnight hour, the midnight cry, to bring us all together, to assemble in your purpose, in your plan, to pray forth your perfect will in the earth. I bless you now, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for our lives even now. We thank you for every life and every spirit here on the line even tonight, Father God. We thank you for every household and family even now, Father God. We thank you for life, Father God. We thank you for your anointing power, Father God. We thank you that you are a healer, you are a comforter, Father God. We thank you for divine peace in each and every household and every heart even now, Father God. We thank you for bringing about a spirit of peace for any unsettling thoughts, unsettling spirits. Father, allow the restlessness to cease in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father God, let not our will be done, but let your will be done in our lives, Father. Father, order our steps. Begin to even allow that our households are anointed by you, Father God. Father, allow your word to be strong even in our children in the next generation even now, Father God. We thank you for all of the people even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you at the top of the morning and begin to worship and praise you even now, Father God. We thank you for life and loving us despite whatever choices we've made. We thank you for choice, giving us the opportunity to choose, Father. And, Father, we choose you, Father God. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor now and always, Father God. Father, at any given time, if we fall short, Father God, just want to let you know that we praise you. We praise you, Father, and thank you for the opportunity to live, breathe, and have even now, Father God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for family. We thank you for love. We thank you for honesty. We thank you for structure. Father, begin to heal the families that are broken even now, Father God. But Father, begin to mend relationships even now in our life, Father God. Father, allow strength to come in our households even now, Father God. Father God, I want to lift up our men even now in our community, Father God. Allow your will to be done in each and every one of their lives, Father God. Father, allow the power that you've given us to be shown and shown strong, Father God. Father, direct our path even now, Father God, in the way that we should go, Father. Father, allow your covering angels to follow us to and fro, Father. Father, allow your covering angels to follow our children as they come and go back and forth to school, Father God. We thank you for the mind of God even now, Father God. Father, and touch the minds of our children even now, Father God. Allow them to be able to comprehend things. Allow things to come to them and let their minds be open to comprehend any and everything that they need to absorb even now, Father God. We give you the glory, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for loving us. We love you, Father God. I love you, Lord. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Father, and I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen and amen.
Father God, we come to you this morning saying thank you. We come to you with an open heart. We come to you with gratitude. We come with you with praise. We come to you where we worship your name, God. Father God, without you, we will be no one, God. Father God, without you, we don't know where we will be. Father God, we ask that you remember all that is on this call on this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask that you send a special blessing in their life, God. Father God, we ask that you cover each and every household that is on the line right now, God. Father God, we know that it is your will and your way that you will have in our life in this season, God. Father God, I lift up every business owner and every entrepreneur on this call, God. I ask that you give us new ideas, a new inspirational idea, a new contract, God. Father God, I ask that you put us as the leader and the leader of your will in each and every industry, God. Take us to the top, God. Father God, we ask that you give us breakthrough, God, and we thank you for even every breakdown, because we know for every breakdown there's a breakthrough that is coming. We thank you for every opportunity and every possibility that you have given to us in our life, God. We thank you for listening to us, God. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you for our husbands and for the wives, God. We thank you for each household, God. We thank you for our sons, God. We ask that you comfort them, God. We ask that you guide them, and we ask you that you send the angels to camp around them, God. God, we ask that you strengthen them, God, and we ask that you give them wisdom, God, to speak when it's to speak, God. Father God, we ask that you touch every head in authority and every pastor on their life line, God, and to bless their church, God. Father God, we ask that you give increase to each one of them, a special and a unique blessing, God. Father God, we thank you for the favor that you have put on our lives, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for allowing us to be who we are with no judgment, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for even you giving your only begotten Son and teaching us on how to give, God. We ask that you visit each and every household that have a seed in the ground, God, to listen to their hearts, God. Father God, we know that it is your way for us to have the abundance life in you, God. We ask that you give us the abundance life, to show us what that abundance life, God. Father God, anyone that is praying that they're sick, God, to make them whole and heal them, God. God, is anyone that is praying that they're saying that they're poor, God, make them rich, God. God, give them the inspirational thought, God. I cancel out any source of depression around anyone right now, God, that they only think of the goodness of their life and the goodness of the life that you have given us, God. Father God, we cancel even suicide thoughts, God. We cancel any thought that is not of you, God. We ask that it be cast down in your name, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you for the doors that are opening up, God. We thank you for all of the great things that is coming into our life, God. God, we ask that you show your way in a magnificent way, God, for you are an awesome God, God, and you have given us the life that we so deserve, God, and you have even favored us at any time and anywhere, God, even though we didn't need the favor. We thank you, God. We thank you in the morning. We thank you in the evening. We thank you in the afternoon, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. God, I ask that you listen to every midnight cry, prophetic prayer call right now, God. Answer the cries, God. I ask that you favor us right now, God, and listen to the words that we speak, and let the words that we speak be sweet to your ears, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father God, we thank you right now. As we come before your throne of grace, we say thank you. Hallelujah. You say in all things give thanks. And Father God, we thank you for everything. Hallelujah, that you're doing for us and what you're doing in advance for us, Father God. But Father God, I come before you with this promise today that your word said, verily I say unto you, that what soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And hallelujah, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth in touching anything, that, hallelujah, that they shall ask and it shall be done. for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And Father God, as we gather tonight, as our hallelujah intercessors for our hallelujah for America, Lord, for the world, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you are in our midst. God, hallelujah, you say whatever we bind on earth, hallelujah, it will be bind in heaven, and whatever we loose in heaven, hallelujah, hallelujah, you will loose it on earth. And Father God, we ask you to loose your anointing. We ask you to loose your love, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your health and success. Authority. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you're loosing open doors right now in the name of Jesus. Closed doors, but you're causing them to be loose and open right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now that you're loosing salvation for our unsaved relatives right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you that you loose miracles right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to loose that dunamis power, that yoke-breaking power right now in the name of Jesus on every household right now in the name of Jesus. Break every yoke of bondage right now. Break every yoke of bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Break every generational curse. We call it null and void. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I thank you, Father God, for life. Life, new life, God, in the lives of your people. And holy Father God, where the death angel wants to visit, or the angel of destruction, we come against it right now. And we call forth, hallelujah, your Michael, your archangel, to be, hallelujah, to begin to do warfare on our behalf right now. And we call forth divine protection. And we plead your blood. We plead the blood of Jesus. And we say, Jesus, Jesus in our mind, Jesus in our home, Jesus in our finances, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in our help, Jesus, we call on your name, Jesus, knowing that you, hallelujah, your name, hallelujah, has power in it. Jesus in our ministry, Jesus in our neighborhood, Jesus, Jesus, right now, Holy Spirit, right now, we ask you to move in our midst. Move in our midst right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we say, save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity to your people now. God, give us seed to sow and bread to eat. Give us daily bread, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against the spirit of ailment, any spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus. God, give us a free spirit, a loving spirit, a kind spirit, a humble spirit. We thank you, Father God. You are lifting your people. We thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our George. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah George. We thank you for their beloved family, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Mother George. We thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that they can ask according to the power that worketh in them. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God. We give you glory right now. Let your glory rest upon your people, God. And we give you honor, thanks, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we declare every word, every prayer, every utterance, that it is so in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you for salvation, Father. Salvation in our schools, salvation in our communities, Father. Salvation in our churches, Father. Father, we pray and we thank you in advance for that you're bringing forth salvation even in our homes, even in our children, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine protection. protection in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now that you're bringing about protection, even as our children will go back and forth to school, Father, even as they will walk back and forth in the streets, getting on transportation, riding in cars, buses, and trains. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that there will be divine protection. We thank you that the angel of the Lord will encamp round about them in the name of Jesus, and no hurt or harm or danger will befall them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus, Father, that even as we will go out and move out through this day, Lord, going through the different jobs and works and whatever we have to do, Father, we thank you in advance, Lord, that your protection shall be upon us, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that our footsteps will be ordered by you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you have sanctified our mouth, Father. You have sanctified our eyes and our ears, Father, so that we will only hear those things that you want us to hear, that we will only speak those things that you want us to speak, and Father, we will only see what you want us to see, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, and Father, we pray even now in the name of Jesus for those that are on this call. Give us a discerning spirit, Father, a discerning heart, Father, to know what we need to do in the time that you have calling us to move forth in, Father. And Father, we declare, Father, that healing shall be among us. Father, we declare, Lord, that there will not be any sickness among us. We declare, Father, that your spirit will lead us and guide us, Father. We pray even now in the name of Jesus that your will, your most holy and sanctified will be done in our lives, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we will rise up in a new strength. We will rise up in a new anointing and allow your refreshing to overshadow us, Father. Father, let us say, even as the psalmist said, that our cup runneth over, Father. Lord, let our cup run over with love, peace, and joy, and happiness, Father. Let our cup run over, Father, so that we may live in unity and that the world may look upon us and they will see you moving in and through us, Father, and they will know without a shadow of doubt that we are moving and growing with love because, Father, you have called us to move and to flow in love because you are love. And, Father, we thank you right now that we would demonstrate your principles. We would demonstrate your love. We would demonstrate the words that you have spoken unto our heart. And Father, every prophetic word that has went forth, Father. Father, we thank you right now that it will not fall down and die. It will not fall down or go forth and will not accomplish that which you have been sent out to do. But Father, we declare and we decree in the name of Jesus that it will go forth and it will accomplish every word. Everything that you have declared that word to go forth, Father, in our life. And Father, we give you right now the praise and we give you the glory. Glory, because, Father, we know that this is the day that you have made and you're causing us and you are allowing us to rejoice therein, Father. Father, we thank you right now for everything that you're about to do, Father. Father, allow this day as we have stepped into this new day, Lord, allow it to be the best day that we have ever experienced, Father. Deals and negotiations will work in our favor. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we will rise up in your light of glory will shine upon us, and men and women will know and they will ask. And Father, we'll be a mighty witness for your glory. And for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now for everything, everything, every voice, every utterance, every sound, every cry. We thank you. Hey, Shabo, Sata. We thank you, Lord, for
thank
the
you.
Turning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the shifting and for the turning that you're causing to come about in our lives in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the praise report, Shata, of healing, promotion. We thank you right now, Lord, Shata, for those that are locked up, incarcerated. Father, we pray because your word can even go there. There's not a spot nor a place where your word cannot enter. And Father, we decree, allow that word to go forth and to touch, to bring healing, to bring strength, and to bring transformation even unto their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and the glory. Father, we pray even for the churches, Father. Breathe in the churches, Lord. Breathe in the church. And we speak forth the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, we call forth the winds of change to begin to be ushered in our church, Father. Let there be a new sound. Let there be a new hunger, Father, for the people to come and to find you, Father. Not us, but to find you, Lord, being glorified in and through us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just want to thank everyone.
Amen.
For coming
Amen.
On the call tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You, Wendell. Thank you all for your faithfulness.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord,
yes.
for you obeying God That's what I want to say. Thank you. And I want to acknowledge every one of you for standing on the call, coming on the call, being faithful to the call. I understand there's a lot of things you can do, just get that next turn in the bed, being in bed early, but you choose to know I'm going to be on this midnight call because I must be about my Father's business. Amen.
Yes.
You want to encourage people to just call other people, let them know, listen, there is a choir going on in the midnight, and you can be a part of that choir. You can be a part of that prayer. You can be a part of that prevail. So people of God, listen, let's not quit. Let's just keep pushing, keep moving forward. In the name of the Lord, because we know that our reward is sure. Also, I want to encourage you, because what I did today, before my prayer, there's some things that I'm believing God for my children. I went out and I bought articles, and I lay in the prayer because I'm praying in my bedroom, just walking around in my bedroom. And what I began to do, anoint those items. And then I'm going to send it. So anyone that you know that might be sick, get that item and anoint it and give it to them. Amen. If it's a child, if it's a maid or spouse or a job situation, whatever it is, anoint that thing during this midnight cry because God is going to answer because we're on the verge of ending one day and coming into a new day. So let us just move forward in that. A lot of witches and people that practice that's ungodly, they work during this time, but I want them to know that there's a cry going on, and it's a holy cry. It's a cry that we're crying out to God.
All right now.
Salvation.
All right
it's a cry that we're calling out to the God of God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. And our voice shall be heard.
Amen.
I'm not going to keep you all. I'm going to turn it over to Naomi, but
this
just
awesome.
Jesus, some of you, God will call you just bring some water in your room while you're praying. You're charging that water and just drink on that water today. Wherever you may be having illness and sickness in your body, just begin to partake of that because God is going to move. God has promised us some things, and God is more than able to deliver those things.
That's good.
Amen. So, people of God, I love you to life. I'm going to decrease so that
Prophetess
Naomi can go forth and let us know what's up next. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Deborah. I want to thank you all once again for coming on tonight's call. Just want to give you just a few quick updates. We will be back on the call at 12 noon with the Pop Life Radio, and the cast is Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Prophetess Deanna Kelly, Prophet Princess Vanderbilt, and Prophetess Tamlin Hodge. The four of them will be on this 12 noon call, and the theme is on 12 noon is Talk Tuesday. So definitely come there ready to talk, and that's at 12 noon, the same conference call line. Also, the Mass Prophet will be sending out updates of when you can join them on the live conference call. And people, God, check your email. It's time for you to check your email. Special prophetic instructions that have been already sent out to you in your inbox, in your email, some things you got to get done before the spring comes in, okay? Before the spring comes in. So you want to spring forth those blessings, those miracles, check your email. And that is it for tonight. And if you have any questions, you can just call our 888 number, and they will get the message right to us, 888-831-0434. All right, thank you, and God bless, and have a good night, everyone.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. Peace. Blessings.